William Hill's In Play Radio.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Snooker Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined in the studio by Ian McCulloch to look ahead to the quarterfinals of the WilliamHill.com UK Championship. Great day of action coming up on Thursday. Four really intriguing quarterfinals to look forward to, and hopefully we can bag you a winner or two. How's things, Ian?
Yeah, great. Really looking forward to the snooker.
Yes. Good tournament so far. I mean, we caught up with you beforehand and we knew that it promised to be very entertaining. There were 128, there's now just 8. I think it's very much a case of the cream rising to the top as well.
Well, there was a lot of controversy at the start, wasn't there, about this 128 flat format and how we'd get, you know, players getting through to the latter stages that people don't know. But out of the 8 players that are left, we've got the world number one, Neil Robertson. We've got the world number two, Mark Selby. We've got O'Sullivan, the current world champion. Mark Allen, a runner-up a few years ago, Selby, the defending champion. So the cream has risen to the top. There has been a few shot results. There's shot results in every tournament and every format. So I think people have made a bit more of it than what it is. I think the tournament's been great on the whole, though.
Yeah. We had 14 of the top 16 in the last 16.
Brilliant.
So it's not bad.
It tells its own story, doesn't it? They're good enough to be there. The ranking list doesn't lie.
No, definitely. What about eye catchers? Obviously not in the tournament anymore, but the likes of Shane Castle and Mitchell Travis. Great stories in the tournament. Sort of eye catchers, if you will. Not here anymore, but they've been very, very good to watch.
No, I mean Shane did great, didn't he? He lost his opening match to Selby. It was pretty close, 6-3, 6-4, and he did impress. But Mitch was the story of the tournament. I've known Mitchell for 6 or 7 years ago now, since he was 10 or 11 years old, and he's always had the talent. And it's nice that he's finally getting a little bit of reward for the work he puts in. He had a great win over Marco Fu, and then a really good win against Norway's Kurt Mafflin. Sadly, he fell out to Davy Morris in the last 32, but he's got a lot to build. And he's only a young lad, he's 17, he's got loads to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely. Okay then, we'll kick on with the quarterfinals. We'll start with Neil Robertson against Stephen Maguire. 4-9 for Robertson and 7-4 for Maguire.
Interesting, isn't it? Robertson's sort of like he's breezed through, really dropping only 5 frames in his first 3 matches. 4 centuries, he's out of the 8 remaining players, he's the only one who's hit 4 centuries. And he's playing Maguire, but Maguire leads 10-7 on the head-to-heads. But this could be a little bit misleading, because Maguire actually won the first 5 meetings between the two before Robertson had really kicked on and become the force that he has become. It looks to be priced right. If you take them first 5 meetings away, Robertson's actually 7-5 in front, and he won a 6-5 this year in the semi-finals of the China Open. Interesting one to call. Maguire doesn't give up. He's been behind a couple of times this week. He was 5-2 down to Luca Brekel, and within a couple of balls of getting beat, and he won 6-5. He was behind to Liang Wenbo a couple of rounds ago and won 6-5 again. So it shows he's got a bit of fighting spirit. But Robertson at the moment, taking Ding out of the equation, he's been the foreign player this season. And even though it's a tad on the short side, I do fancy Robertson to progress.
Okay, then. Robertson at 4-9, the pick there in the opening quarter-final. Next up, we have got Stuart Bingham against Ronnie O'Sullivan. That's the other afternoon game. Bingham 7-2, O'Sullivan 1-5. Can you see this going any other way than a Ronnie victory?
Sadly, no. This is the one out of the four that looks to be, if there is such thing as a cut and dried. Ronnie leads 9-1 on the head-to-heads. Ironically, the one that Stuart won was in this event about 3 or 4 years ago, and he won 9-6, but on that occasion he won the last 5 frames, didn't make a 30 break. I think Ronnie was having one of his rattle out of the pram days, which seems to be behind him a little bit now. He's been in fantastic form. He's only dropped 5 frames as well in the whole tournament. And last night against Robert Milkins, he was absolutely superb. Milkins should have won the first 2 frames. Ronnie dished up both times, and Milkins had no response. The 9-1 head-to-head tells its own story. It's a rerun of the Champion of Champions final a couple of weeks ago. And I don't think Stuart will ever play Ronnie over a long distance where he's had the best chance to beat him like he did in that final, and he still didn't put him to bed. And I think the form that Ronnie's in, I think he's going to have a little bit too much for Stuart, to be honest.
Okay then, 1-5, not a great price, but you can't look anywhere else.
No, it's not a great price. If I was going to go in on a scoreline, I'd maybe go, maybe Ronnie 6-3 or something like that. Stuart won't be overrode by playing him. It's just whether he believes he can beat him. O'Sullivan seems to have a habit of making an example of the Essex players. He's an Essex lad himself, and he does give it to Ali Carter quite a lot. Stuart's a Basildon lad, great lad as well, Stuart, but he has got his work. He will have to play really, really well today, because O'Sullivan looks like, you know, he wants to get his mitts on the trophy and the 150 grand.
Mm. Okay, then. So O'Sullivan to win 6-3 there, as you mentioned. That is 19-5, which is a bit of value if you want that. But the 1-5 on the outright seems
a bit skinny.
Pretty hard to oppose, but a little bit skinny. Okay, then, the evening action. We've got Mark Allen against Ricky Walden. 4-7 for Allen and 11-8 for Walden.
This is one of the toss of the coins. I actually quite like the look of Ricky Walden here. He's one of them players who does great in a tournament, then you don't see him for 4 or 5 months. He loses a lot of first rounds. But when Ricky gets to the business end of an event, he starts to fancy the job. Only 6-5 behind on the head-to-heads. They've had very similar passages. They both won 6-4 in the last round. Alan beat Judd Trump and Ricky beat Ding Junhui. I mean, Ding Junhui's been in great form, so that's a very good win for Ricky. The round before, they both won 6-5, Alan against Michael Holt. And Ricky beats Mark Williams 6-5. So, you know, I could see this going all the way again. Alan's probably got the marginally better big match experience, but Ricky's won 2 ranking events and been a world semi-finalist now. So he isn't going to worry about beating Mark Allen. And I think there's a little bit of value on Ricky.
Okay, then. Ricky Walden at 11-8, the pick there. Certainly looks a nice bit of value in that one. The final game that we'll look at is Mark Selby against Barry Hawkins. 2-1 on for Selby. 8-5 for Hawkins. Another reasonably tight enough game, this.
World number 2, defending champion, you know, and Selby's just done what Selby does in this tournament, to be honest. He was 3-1 down to Shane Castle in the first round, ground it out, didn't he? I think he was 3-1 down in the second round to Peng Fei, 1-6-3. And then he sort of like turned up the heat a little bit, beat Stuart Carrington 6-0, Grimsby lad Stuart Carrington, young lad with a bright future. And then last night he beat Graham Dott, former world champion Graham Dott, 6-2, without much trouble, to be honest. Dott was a little bit flat. 1-2 does seem a little bit short. Hawkins leads 7-5 on the career head-to-heads. He also, it's the 7th career meeting when they've played in a best of 9 or more. This match today is the best of 11. And Hawkins leads that 5-2. But will Selby's big match experience, better big match experience than Hawkins? He has won a ranking event, Barry. He won the Australian Open a couple of years ago, so he knows what it's like to win. But Selby's, you know, he's a triple masters champion, you know, he's won umpteen tournaments, he won this last year, so Selby might just have that bit more big game experience. He is a little bit short at 1-2 and he won't have it all his own way, but I think he'll squeeze through.
Okay, then, Selby the pick there at 1-2. If we put those 4 picks in the accumulator, Robertson at 4-9, O'Sullivan at 1-5, Walden at 11-8, and Selby at 1-2, that pays just over 5-1.
Cool, it's time to remortgage the house, isn't it?
not the worst value available there on those 4, but obviously you can play it any way you want there. Yeah. If we just touch on the tournament winner, actually a bit of a fluctuation just from this morning when I looked. Ronnie O'Sullivan was, I believe, 13-8, now into 6-4. Mm-hmm. Neil Robertson at 4-1, Selby 5s, Allen 6s, Maguire 12s and 14s for Hawkins, Walden and Bingham.
I quite like the look of Ricky Walden again there. I mean, the semi-final lineup is going to be Ronnie and Robertson, if pending they both win, and it would be the winner of the Selby-Hawkins match plays the winner of the Allen-Walden match. So Ronnie and Robertson are going to have a sticky semi-final if they both play each other. Mm. Ricky Walden is one of the few players who doesn't fear Ronnie O'Sullivan. And if he can, he's obviously, I mean, you've only, any of the 8 players could win it. It is a bit of a, you know, Ronnie's obviously favourite because of the form he's in. Ronnie starts as favourite for every tournament anyhow, and as long as he's in that event, he's always the favourite. But for a little bit of value, I'd have to go with Ricky Walden.
Okay, then. O'Sullivan certainly does take a big chunk out of the market, though, doesn't he, with this?
Massively. But the thing is, Ronnie's at the moment, he's being a good boy, isn't he? He's not chucking his head about. you laugh when I say that.
No, he's behaving himself.
He's not throwing frames in with 6, 7 and 8 reds on. He's not being petulant. He did show signs of just having a little spat in the final against Stuart Bingham when things weren't going his way. But the fact of it is, he hasn't really been pressured by anybody. He hasn't gone way behind against anybody and shown great resilience. He was 3-0 down to Ding Junhui in the Champion of Champions. A little bit of a different format event, not carrying ranking points. This is a different event. I want to see Ronnie when he's pressured, not one match, but 2 or 3 matches on the trot. And so far in this event, he hasn't had that.
Okay, then. So the pick will be Ricky Walden at 14s?
Yeah, just simply because he's a big price.
Value.
He's a good each-way price. You'll get half the odds if he gets to the final from 14, so you'd be getting 7-1 if he got to the final, wouldn't you? So, I just think he's a good each-way. You know, I wouldn't like to back Ronnie at 6-4 and rely on him beating Stuart Bingham and then Neil Robertson, either Selby. You know, it's not, even though he wins, for me, it's not a standout price.
Okay, then. Great stuff, Ian. Best of luck with those picks. Enjoy the action today, and we'll catch up with you ahead of the semi-finals tomorrow.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.